Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in! You are tuned in to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army wives. Our life, our family, our soldier. Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army wives, by Army wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more. Now reporting for duty, your hosts, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hello, Army families. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. And I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Erica Garvin. Today is Monday, October 10th, 2016, and this is show 583. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Yes, we are. And tonight on AWTR, our featured guest is Patrick Benson, an Army veteran and co-founder of War Horses for Veterans. He'll be sharing with us about this unique program that's had great success in helping veterans and active duty military personnel transition from combat to civilian life through the use of horse-related activities. Visit their website by going to warhorsesforveterans.com or connect with them on Facebook at War Horses for Veterans or on Twitter at WH, then the number 4, VET. That's WH4VETS. We've got a great show planned for you. Stay tuned.
If you're listening to our show live, join our fun show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core Team. Head over to twitter.com/Army Wife Network and be sure to use hashtag Army Wife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our Army Wife Talk Radio show sponsor, TDT MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with the TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at metlife.com/TRICARE or call 855-MET-TDP-1. Erica, this is your first time co-hosting this show. Welcome. Tell our listeners a bit about yourself and tell us a bit about yourself and kind of what's been going on in your Army wife life lately. I hear you've got a PCS, or you're in the middle of a PCS.
Yes. Today is my first day at Fort Riley, Kansas. We arrived about 5 hours ago, and about the last 15 minutes of our trip, our car decided that it needed new spark plugs. So we got settled and did a little car repair, and we're really excited to check out the base tomorrow. We're going to sign for our house tomorrow on post, and we're just really excited to be here. My husband has been in the military for 8 years now, and this is our third duty station. And no matter how many times we move, it's always so exciting. I can't wait to learn more about Fort Riley, Kansas.
Oh, neat. So what's the two duty stations that you've been to before?
Well, our last duty station was Fairbanks, Alaska. And when I tell people this, they always cringe and they're like, oh, it must be so cold there, but it's one of the most beautiful places I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, awesome. So how long were you there?
We were only there for 2 years, which is unusual because normally you have to be there for 3 years. My husband just received a MOS transition, So we got to leave a little bit early, and now we are at Fort Riley. But before Fairbanks, we lived in Savannah, Georgia, when we were stationed at Hunter Army Airfield, another very beautiful place in this country.
Wow. Yeah, very historic. And hurricane ravaged. So did you leave Savannah before the hurricane hit?
Yes. I was able to visit Savannah a couple of weeks before the hurricane came, and I have family there, and they had to evacuate, and they just were able to get back Sunday at 5. So it's been a very nervous couple of days as I've watched on the news how the hurricane has affected this beautiful city I lived in for so long. But it seems everyone is picking up and cleaning up and getting back on with life in Savannah, Georgia.
That's some really sad stories, but also gratitude coming out of the areas affected by the hurricane, because, you know, in some ways it could have been a lot worse, but in some areas they really were hit harder, I think, than expected, because from the coverage that I was watching, they were expecting it to curve before it really went too far up the East Coast, and it went clear up to Fort Bragg, I heard, had damage, and in North Carolina. So our prayers and thoughts go out to everyone that's affected.
Absolutely. We, family in Savannah are doing well, and I've been checking in with different military family friends along the East Coast, and it seems that they have been fortunate with the weather conditions, but still have a lot of yard work to do now that it's over. And we hope that it's over and it doesn't circle back in anytime soon.
Oh, yes, definitely. So what kind of things, when you get to a new duty station then, now that you're at Fort Riley, what kind of things will you be checking out? Just, I'm always curious what is important to people when they move to a new place.
Well, since my last duty station was Fairbanks, Alaska, and there is absolutely nothing up there, when I found out we were coming to Riley, the first place I looked up to see is how close I'd be living to a Target. I know it sounds really funny, but I was just so excited to be living near a place that had all the, you know, normal amenities like a Target and a Panera Bread and an Olive Garden, all these. It sounds so silly, but I was so excited, I don't know, to be back in the normal way of life, that all these things I've missed for the last 2 years. But Fort Riley is actually our first big base, and there is just so much here that we'll just be spending the next couple of days learning what Fort Riley has to offer to us. And it's exciting to be on such a big base.
Awesome. Well, that's exciting. Well, I am so glad that you've joined the AWN core team and that you're here hosting with me tonight. It looks like it's time for us to move on to our hot topics this week. Hot in military family news, when preparing to move to a new area, perhaps just like Erica just did, one of the biggest questions you might have on your mind may be, where can I find affordable child care? The DOD points parents to the nonprofit organization Child Care Aware for help in finding and choosing child care in the civilian community. The organization is keenly aware of the child care programs that the DOD offers. Child Care Aware recognizes the military services child care fee assistance programs, which helps certain eligible military parents find and partially pay for quality child care in the civilian community. Finding affordable, quality care can be extremely daunting, particularly for these families who are moving and making a career change and don't know anyone in the community, says Melanie Brizzi, Senior Director of Child Care Services for Child Care Aware of America. When searching for child care, a child care provider knows that there are other options to centered base care and family care, such as different types of care in your home, pre-K, before and after school, and early Head Start, and other programs. Information is available on the types of child care at the childcareaware.org site under the tab Families. And you can read more about this story by going to militarytimes.com and find the story titled Start Early, Find Good, Affordable Child Care, Your New Location.
What's hot on AWN this week? Have you ever wonder where all the amazing AWN pictures and images you see on our social media channels come from? Get to know AWN core team member Mandy Gibson, our very talented graphic designer who volunteers her time to capture the true meaning of Army Wife life for AWN fans. Mandy grew up in Columbus, Ohio, just a few hours away from my hometown. Go Buckeyes! She met her husband while in Texas, even though the couple lived just 20 minutes away from each other in Ohio. They have been stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, and Fort Lee, Virginia. Learn more about Mandy and her journey as an Army wife by heading over to thearmywifenetwork.com and check out our blog section.
Yes, Mandy does fantastic work on our graphics, and our social media team come up with the graphics ideas, and it just takes a team to work together, and we're so glad to have Mandy on our team. Well, it's social media roundup time, and speaking of graphics, have you ever had your living room taken over by Army gear as your spouse prepares for a training exercise or deployment? Our latest Army Life graphic definitely struck a chord of truth with us at AWN and thousands of our fans. It perfectly captures a scene that so many of us can relate to of TA-50, the official military term for Army gear, scattered all around the entire room, an entire room of the house. One AWN fan commented, "I'm pretty sure I live here." Another shared, "I remember these days. We had a whole room that was designated as the Army room. Nothing but his Army stuff. Hubby packing for a field trip or deployment was a family event. The kids and myself knew what all his gear was and helped put it in the tick line." Be sure to check out this awesome graphic and others by going to our Facebook page at Army Wife Network and share with your friends. Hey, Erica, just quick question. Have you ever had a time when your husband's TA-50 was spread out all over the house?
Absolutely, Crystal. Before we moved, my husband had to go through all of his Army gear and make sure that he was leaving all of his Alaska gear in Alaska. And it was funny because most of it he had never worn. So before we PCS'd, his gear was all over our spare bedroom, and it looked like his tough box had just thrown up gear all over the place, and he had this piece of paper as he was marking off everything that he had to turn in before we left, and I was never so happy when the movers came and took those tough box away, knowing I didn't have to see that Army gear for a couple more months.
Yeah, my husband, his gear is many times has been all over the house, the garage, his office, his vehicle, whenever he's going through things like in a PCS when he's got to return all his stuff, and there's certain things that he can keep and take to the next duty station and certain things that he's got to turn in and pass and us. And then year-round, it just seems like it's always in his office and in the garage, and in his car. He's got an SUV, so he can just throw it in the back. And so I think that's part of our decor, definitely.
Absolutely, Crystal. There's always Army gear laying around somewhere. Last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show and ask for them 10 days in advance. Send your PSA to info@armywifenetwork.com. This week's PCA, support for military families with special needs family members is provided through the Exceptional Family Member Program, or maybe you have heard, EFMP. Although each service has its own EFMP, they all serve the same essential function. Coordinate the assignment process to ensure special needs families are not sent to locations that lack adequate medical or educational resources. Installation EFMP programs offer support programs and provide families with information about and refer to local services. Enrollment in the EFMP is mandatory for active duty service members who have dependent family members with ongoing medical, mental health, or special education needs. Service members are required to enroll in the EFMP if they have a spouse, child, or other dependent family member in need of ongoing medical or educational services. To enroll, service members should complete and submit DD-4 2792, the Family Member Medical Summary, and or DD Form 2792-1, the Family Member Special Education / Early Intervention Summary to their installation EFMP office. Read more about this program and how to enroll at militaryfamily.org. Look up the EFMP Special Needs page. That's it for our PSA. PSA, coming up next after these quick commercial break, is our new 6th Gen, bringing you the need-to-know stories. We'll be right back.
Can you believe it? It's already that time again. Yes, people are discussing holiday shopping plans and on a mission to find the perfect gift. Well, great news! Army Wife Network is proud to announce our 2016 Holiday Shopper's Guide, which will be digitally published on November 21st to help our fans successfully execute their gift hunting mission. This guide will feature businesses owned by military spouses and veterans, and it will be exposed to thousands of our AWN fans. If you are a MIL spouse or a veteran vendor interested in being featured in this holiday shopping guide, which means your product will receive remarkable exposure to our AWN community, please send an inquiry to info@armywifenetwork.com. We look forward to working with you and learning more about your business. Don't wait. Spots are limited and available on a first-come, first-served basis.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family's smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and/or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. But don't forget, TRICARE Dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP. Operation In Touch offers special savings, coupons, and editorial content tailored to the lives of our active military families, providing useful beauty tips and recipes, as well as news and ongoing promotions. Operation In Touch is sponsored by Unilever and its brands, serving as a resource for American military families who serve this nation each and every day. As a member of Operation In Touch, you'll receive exclusive offers and savings on Unilever products you know and love. Registration is easy and free. Simply visit OperationInTouch.com to sign up today. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
And we're back with a special report from the field with our new 6th correspondent, Jen. Jen, I hear you have some great news for military families tonight.
That's right, Crystal. Those of you that tuned in to AWTR's September 12th show heard that the military as a whole was in the process of cutting MWR programs and services. This past Tuesday, October 4th, the Army announced that they are curtailing those cuts for the time being due to concerns expressed by Todd Wheeler, who is the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manpower and Reserve Affairs.
Wow, Jen, this is good news. Can you give us more info on what cuts the Army was expecting to make and why?
The Army was initially planning on cutting $105 million for fiscal year 2017. That money was going to be diverted to cover the cost of critical operating services like security, firefighting, and airfields. Most of the cuts would take place at stateside installations where there is access to civilian services and entertainment venues. However, the original memo said that 100% of child development centers and child and youth services would continue to be covered at every installation.
Oh, wow. So what are some of the MWR services that could potentially be affected by these cuts if and when they do go through? And who makes the decisions on what gets cut?
The decision as to what MWR services would be cut at each installation would be left up to the commanders of that specific post. Some installations had already announced cuts. They would be made within the next few months. For example, Fort Jackson had plans to permanently close one fitness center and one swimming pool and curtail the operating hours at the other fitness centers on the post, as well as cut the hours at the post library. Joint Base Lewis-McChord announced even more drastic changes and cuts, including shuttering the on-post auto body shop, reducing the hours at the post library, auto craft shops, and the Nelson Rec Center, and the closure of the Bistro restaurant from October to April.
Now, Jen, are there any installations that were looking at creative approaches to dealing with these potential cuts?
There are several installations where the MWR staff have been preparing for cuts like these for the past few years. They've taken steps to revamp or already cut programs that were underutilized by service members and their families. They've also looked at ways to continue their programs without relying so heavily on taxpayer funding. Some installations have put out the call for volunteers to lend their talents and time to keep certain MWR programs, such as arts and crafts or auto crafts, open on their installations.
So, Jen, do you know why Assistant Secretary Wheeler was so quick to put these cuts on hold?
Yes, he said that he was troubled by the Army's decision to announce the reductions before the final DOD and congressional decisions on funding for fiscal year 2017. Wheeler is also concerned that Army officials aren't meeting Defense Department requirements for funding Category B MWR activities on Army posts, such as child development programs, outdoor rec, and arts and crafts. Wheeler has the full support of Secretary of the Army Eric Fanning, and he has asked for a thorough and comprehensive review of any and all potential cuts to the MWR program.
Now, is there any word on when this thorough review will be completed and when a final decision will be made on these cuts?
There is no word yet on a final review or when the decision will be made, but I'll be sure to bring you an update when I receive more information.
Awesome. Thanks for this insightful and helpful report from the field, Jen. Listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages with our featured guest, Patrick Benson from War Horses for Veterans.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible, and pride themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I am your co-host, Erica Garvin. Tonight we have with us Patrick Benson, an Army veteran who served in the infantry from 1998-2014. His deployment to Iraq in 2003 and his numerous military operations enable his understanding of the physical and emotional strain on our combat veterans.
As a professional horseman, he manages a training and breeding program for performance horses. Patrick experienced firsthand the effectiveness of working with horses during his transition to civilian life. He is a co-founder and director of War Horses for Veterans. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
We're so glad you're with us tonight. Tell us a bit about yourself and where you're calling from.
Well, my name is Patrick Benson. I'm 37. I live here in Kansas City, Missouri, and we, you know, the foundation is based here out of Stillwell, Kansas, which is about 45 minutes south of where I live here now, here in Kansas City.
I'm so glad to hear that I am not the only one calling in from Kansas tonight. It's so good to hear from you, Patrick.
Likewise.
So, what is War Horses for Veterans?
War Horses for Veterans, equine-based networking opportunity for combat veterans. It's built by combat vets for combat vets. And what it is an opportunity for veterans to get away, decompress, network, and be around other veterans that have been through similar situations and, you know, help with dealing with the struggles of transitioning or even when you're active component still in, you know, the just everyday life and opportunities and have the opportunity to connect with possible mentors and move on to the future and what you want to do in life.
Wow. And working with horses has been something that's so long been proven to be therapeutic. What exactly does this program offer to veterans?
Well, what it offers is I set it up as a 3-day clinic. I do clinics all over the country doing 3-day clinics. And if you do too much, and most of the veterans, most of us, you know, we have families and there's only so much time you can get away. And so what we do is we bring them in for 3 days. It's based off of, you don't have to know a thing about horses. It's, you know, the horses set the tempo. It's an environment that I've had many veterans say, well, what the heck did I need to do with a horse? I don't know anything about them. I don't even like them. Perfect. Don't even worry about it. Do you like being around other vets that have been in the same stuff? Well, yeah. All right, you're fine. Come on out. You know, I don't care if you just sit on the fence. Trust me, about 45 minutes later, I've got that person in there and they're riding a horse. You know, so the way it's based is, you know, they come in, it's a very relaxing, very peaceful environment. It so allows those individuals to just kind of breathe, to be honest with you. And you meet amazing individuals. And so from that, we do horses and we groom them, we develop, you know, I show them the stages from getting the horses ready. We do the groundwork, prep work, and then when they're comfortable, they can ride. If they're not comfortable, they don't have to ride, or if they're really starting to really pick it up. The idea is that there is no limit to what you're capable of doing. And that goes with the horses and that goes with life. And that's what we hope to have them take out of it.
Patrick, this program sounds so amazing, but I'll be honest with you. I am terrified of horses. And it's so funny because my husband just loves horses. He is so excited to learn more about this program. But could you tell us how much does the program cost for the veteran?
It does not cost the veteran a dime. It is all covered. It's all it's all taken care of. There's not a cost to them at all. And one of the coolest things that we offer for our program that is unique to that you don't see at all very often is the follow-up. You know, you could have a program and do a wow thing all you want, and then they go back to their everyday life. So what we have done is and you go back, you can come back as many times as you want, but you have to mentor another vet. So you have to bring back another vet, and we'll pay for you to come back with that vet as a battle buddy system, and you can come and you can bring back as many vets as you want, and we'll bring you back with them, and you can do it. You can do it every single month. You can do it every session. But the thing about it is you have to help another vet out. And so, and then again, it's still, there's no cost to the mentor. There's no cost to the veteran coming in.
Oh, that's amazing. So, do you cover the cost of transportation to where this is at, or is that, do they cover their own travel costs and then the program itself is free of charge?
Okay, that's a good question. If, say, for instance, you apply, and like we're doing right now, we have a session coming in on the 22nd, and then I have another session the first weekend of November. November is the first session of only female combat female veterans. We have co-ed, mostly men, and then we have we're putting together a strictly just combat females, so they can share their story, they can spend time, and they can develop it. It's their program, and so we're starting that up right now. And so when they apply, they apply online, and then I review it. We talk about it, make sure that they're a good fit for me or for us, and we're a good fit for them, and make sure it's legit, and they have had to serve in combat. You've had to serve some theater of war, somewhere, somehow. Then from there, the moment it's approved, there you don't pay for anything. Like literally, we book your airfare, we take care of everything. There's not a dime that comes out of your pocket, except unless you have to mail us the application, then you have to pay 49 cents or whatever postage is nowadays. But that's the extent of your cost when you come to the program. Other than that, we provide breakfast, lunch, all meals, all transportation, airfare, everything is all taken care of. So any additional stuff, if it's like extra amenities that are personal or things you want, of course, that individual will pay for it. But for what the program offers and provides for you, once again, there is no cost.
Wow. So, and this program currently takes place in Stillwell, Kansas?
Yes. So Stillwell, Kansas is about 25, 30 minutes south of Kansas City, right south of Overland Park. It's a beautiful, peaceful, wonderful facility, barn. The co-founders, Patricia and Andy Brown, they're my mentors. They're the most amazing people ever. They're like my other family. And so what they have done is they've opened their place and their facility and their hearts to the veterans of the United States and provided an opportunity for them. And our biggest thing when we first established this was if he asked me, what do you need? And I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? And he's like, well, what do you vets need? I said, you need mentors. You need guidance. You need a network. And I don't want red tape. We want to make it as clean, simple as possible. So we've extended it out to other companies around the country for, maybe possibly career opportunities as well. Some of the veterans that have come through have needed jobs or new careers, and we've luckily been able to provide those opportunities or those avenues, and they've been able to pursue brand new, lives in a different work environment.
Wow. So I have a listener that's asking a question real fast to just kind of jump in here. They are wanting to know, are there plans to expand this program to other locations?
Yes, in a way. What we're doing is we're looking at warmer climates for winter. So I don't want to, all the tough infantry. I'm like, listen, I don't want to be cold anymore. So let's just work at this in the wintertime down south. But what we are establishing is regions for representatives of War Horses, so they can help reach out to other vets in those regions of the country and provide opportunities. And if they come to War Horses and it's only one trip, but they got their feet moving in the right direction, and it allows them the opportunity to look at other programs and go and try other things and still be – the thing about the program is you're part of a family. And so what we're trying to do here is here in the near future, possibly, in different locations, we'll establish, different War Horse hubs. And I do plan on doing that. We're just looking at – right now I'm looking at Florida and I'm looking at Texas.
Awesome. Well, I would have to put in a plug for Texas, but I'm currently at Fort Hood, Texas, and I love horses.
I was just down there. I got buddies down there from Killeen. Actually, we got quite a few Killeen boys coming up this weekend, the next couple weekends, and on the 22nd.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Patrick, this sounds like such an exciting program that sounds to be growing pretty quickly, but what is the most challenging part of the program?
You know, if you enjoy what you're doing, you love what you're doing, you're helping others, there's not really a challenge from that point of view, I guess you would say. The thing about it is you know, anything, everything's a challenge, but it all depends on how you look at it, I guess. And what perspective would I would say, you know, right now we're in the position now we're looking for people that, you know, they want to support and sponsor a veteran. You know, if you want to really truly help and support another vet and empower a veteran, be it a civilian or a military individual or whatever, you can, you know, you can do so by, you know, donating and helping in that way. Because the program is built and solely built and will be ran by, you know, by veterans, by combat vets. And so, you know, what we try to do is make sure that, you know, if anything does develop, anything grows also, it's built by us, you know, and we have the privilege of having people like Patricia Brown and Andy Brown and other mentors and other individuals that possibly, you know, they're civilians, but they're serving us in the most amazing way you could possibly serve us and serve the military by helping and guiding us and giving us and giving us education of knowledge and experience that they had already provided. The biggest thing, I guess you'd say, challenge-wise, would be, you know, getting the word, you know, just keep on pushing the word out because, you know, anybody can be a part of this, any company, any individual. Biggest thing is just, you know, help each other out, you know.
Exactly,
so,
Patrick. You have such a – I was going to say real fast, that is such a positive perspective on this program that you are creating. Take it away, Crystal.
Right, and I was just going to ask, what then would be the most rewarding for you?
Everything. honestly, I had a, and it doesn't matter what war it is. There's a quick story real fast. It's a really neat one. There are two gentlemen that are near and dear to our heart, and we have some guys that have been a part of our program. But these two really stick out because they hadn't seen each other since 1969, so their last mission together, and they were they had to crash their helicopter in Vietnam. And the pilot was wounded severely, and they got back safely in their door gunner. And the pilot came to me this year around, and I think it would have been in March, late March, early April, and wanted to help out. He wanted to give back. He was, you know, done well in life, but he just wanted to give back. This the first time he'd ever reached out to anything like this. And finally I said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, why don't you bring in someone you think you could, you know, you haven't talked to in a long time. Well, his door gunner was his right-hand man. As a lot of us can experience that have been in war, you build a relationship very fast in very stressful environments. And they had. You know, you build this brother, this bond that you can't even explain. And they hadn't seen each other since 69. And so we're like, well, then I'll fly him in. And we flew him in, and it was the most – it changed my life forever. I always have a lot of fires underneath me, and I'm pretty driven on things, but this thing lit something harder. And these guys change, like, really are the most amazing people ever. And now they're part of the family. They come to every single group now. I fly Lloyd in from Texas because – if you watch him with male or female, it doesn't matter it doesn't matter. These guys, they're just amazing with our vets, with our generation of veterans. And their goal, you know, is to help our generation to make sure that they don't go through what they had to go through in the turmoil and the hopefully change the route and the roads that, you know, that they, some of them, their brothers went down and sisters went down, that hopefully that we can prevent those things and go down a different path. And it's the most amazing thing you'll ever see, and it will change the way you look. And it's just – I can't even – it's a really hard way to explain it. And they've inspired me, and I mean, you talk about wanting to work and push harder. They will do anything and anything possible for us. I've had colonels. I've had command sergeant majors. I've had privates. I've had everyone. I don't care what your rank is. It doesn't matter. When you come in here, you're part of a family. And when I have people like, you know, Lloyd and Gary from the Vietnam, and then I have our generation and everyone together, you will see something magical happen, and it's hard to explain. And then when we have the environment with the horses, when they leave and they utilize the network and they you start seeing them integrate and you see them smile and you hear some of those guys, some of the people say, I haven't been this happy in a long time. Thank you. And they're petting the horse. I mean, you can't ask for a better, you know, that's rewarding. And that just makes you want to work that much harder to make sure you can provide that much more for our brothers and sisters and take care of each other and you know, make it fun too. The one thing I definitely want to stress on this is make it fun. We don't have to be reminded all the stinking time about what we went through. We have it for the rest of our lives. It's what you do now and what you do forward. And you might as well have fun, and let's have fun. And, you know, life can be challenging, it can be tough, but gosh dang, you know, don't worry about it. We'll just, you know, suck it up and we'll move forward and we'll have some fun while we do it, you know, and meet some good people and make the most out of it.
Wow. What an amazing story and what an amazing program. Erica, did you have a question for him?
Yes, absolutely. Who qualifies for Horses for Veterans?
Anybody that has served in a combat operation and has been honorably discharged. And so what we look for now, if you get out and you have qualified for those areas, but say, for instance, you know, unfortunately, you may have a serious addiction issue or whatever, it doesn't mean you don't qualify ever. But maybe right now we'll try to find a way to refer you over to a program that may be able to help you move through those issues and through those steps so then you can move on to the next thing in life. Basically that's really all it does. Most important thing is you had to serve in combat. And I get this question asked a lot. And the main thing is it's not fair for a non-combatant to sit with a combatant, and it's not fair for a combatant to sit with a non-combatant because they don't have anything in common when it comes to that. It doesn't mean that they're not proud. We're not proud of you served. It's just it's a different dynamic. And it's something that, you know, unless you had been in combat, it's you know, that individual is not going to feel comfortable opening up or even if they feel okay to be vulnerable to talk about something. We don't pressure it. We don't ever ask them. They just usually do because we have a wonderful, wonderful, amazing team, and I couldn't have asked for – I'm truly blessed. Let me just say that.
Well, this is so amazing, and I love that you mentioned that if someone comes to you and wants to take part in the program, but you feel that they're not a good fit at that moment, that doesn't disqualify them, but you will help them find resources to get help for their addiction need or whatever. And the other thing I really love is that you refer to mentors as battle buddies. You know, we talk about having a battle buddy, but yet that seems to drop off once you leave the service. And so this is a way of, you know, life, you just kind of need a battle buddy, especially someone that you can connect with that's been through what you've been through. So I really appreciate that. Patrick, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk more about your program and what veterans can expect when they arrive.
Sure.
Listeners, don't forget, if you're listening to our show live right now, the AWN Core team is hanging out in Twitter chat. Join the conversation, and you can ask questions of our guests just by going to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork. Use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. Be sure to click on the Live tab to get real-time chat updates. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Are you looking for a new career but don't qualify for MyCAA funding? CareerStep can help. They have partnerships, scholarships, and other funding sources that provide military service members, veterans, spouses, and other family members with career training programs for as little as $180. CareerStep's flexible online programs allow you to complete your coursework at your own pace when it fits your schedule. Choose from a number of in-demand careers like pharmacy technician or medical coding and billing. Visit careerstep.com/military to learn more today.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, and this is your Army Medicine, Be As Healthy As You Can Be, Health Minute. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. While we are making strides against breast cancer, there is still a long way to go. For women who have already received a breast cancer diagnosis, there is hope. Beyond the Shock, a free, comprehensive online educational resource and app, aids in learning more about breast cancer through videos that explain types and stages, diagnoses, and treatment of breast cancer. Women with a diagnosis and their loved ones can utilize this resource to ask questions and receive answers from medical experts, as well as hear real stories from people who have been diagnosed, received treatment, and survived breast cancer. Be sure to schedule your mammography appointment on Friday, October 21st, National Mammography Day. For more information on breast cancer, visit www.cdc.gov. Army Medicine, one team, one purpose, conserving the fighting strength.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Patrick Benson, co-founder of War Horses for Veterans. Before we went to break, Patrick was sharing with us the qualifications for the program and how veterans can get involved. Patrick, what do veterans do at your program?
What do they expect and what they do? From a variety of different things, but when it comes down to the farm activities, what we'll end up doing is you know, feeding, layout of the land, basically give them a kind of layout of what we do day to day. When I go in and kind of get the horses ready, feed them, check them over, teach them what I look for. Since I have a lot of performance horses and different things like that, we have some, you know, just some good old horses too as well. We break it down. I treat everyone the same. Everyone's the same basis. They teach them basic horsemanship. And then from there, you know, depending on where the, you know, each group is different. You're going to have different dynamics in different groups. And so whatever their comfort level is usually the pace and what it sets. You got to remember that weekend's for them. I can have a great agenda. I can have the most wonderful thing in the world. But if there something's great happening for them, it's their weekend. It's not what I, you know, I won't change that for them. And so what I do is we'll do up to the round pen, and I show them the different exercises I do with my horses, and I treat them no different than if you were to come and do a horse clinic with me. And before you know it, you cannot know a thing. You could be terrified. I've had veterans that, you know, they're tough as nails, and they're quite terrified of the horses. And within an hour, I had them on the back of the horse, and they built their confidence, and they felt comfortable. Next thing you know, they're laughing, they're joking, they're on the back of the horse, and they want to ride another horse. So I'll show them different things about it. You know, you're not limited to what you can do at the program. I'm not going to limit you to only ground stuff. I don't want, you know, so if you want to learn something more and I feel it's safe, guess what? We're going to do it. And so we just keep taking it to the next level. So on Saturday, we do most of that work. Individuals, if they feel they want to come back to the farm after a whole day of riding, we'll end up coming back on Sunday if they want to ride some more. Otherwise, we usually go, sometimes a lot of them want to go to a private lake where my family lives, and we have a pontoon boat, we cater a whole nice, beautiful breakfast, brunch type thing, and we go fishing and hang out on the lake, and then they fly out that Sunday. But the biggest thing about that is like an after-action review, an AAR. And so we talk about, you know, what's the next step. You know, it doesn't end here, so we can move forward. And the more they come back, the cool thing you'll see is with a mentor that come back, they start gravitating to each horse, and they immediately come in and they'll grab the halter and start getting the horse ready, and I don't even say a thing. I just let them take over. The next thing you know, they're showing the other vets how to do this, how to do that. And you see the excitement in their, you know, in their attitude and their body language and what they're doing. And then you kind of just let them take over with that. And then some of them, you know, they really take it to the next level. It's a lot of fun. And we have amazing sponsors. When you come here, we pick you up from the airport. Gary Llewellyn or myself will pick you up. Gary is one of the Vietnam veterans. It's the pilot that I was telling you about. And he's an amazing man. The nicest person you'll ever meet. Couldn't ask for a better person to integrate. So that first impression is everything. So flow and everything is spot on. So from there, if it's early, we'll go down the farm, show you the lay of the land. If it's early enough, we'll ride. I'll take you down. We'll start working horses that day. If it's a later flight, we get you checked into the Hilton Doubletree off of College Boulevard in Overland Park. Beautiful hotel. Amazing people. They do an amazing job. They just make you feel right at home. You couldn't ask for a better partner. And then that evening we have dinner at Jack Stack, which is Jack Stack Barbecue, which is a phenomenal, one of the staples of Kansas City barbecue joint. And they provide all the dinners, all the meals for Friday night for our veterans. And it's usually the first night's a very private. So it's only the Andy and Pat Brown, myself, and then the veterans. So we keep it very private, and it's non-intimidating and all that. And then the next day, after a day of working horses, we end up working. We go to Stroud's, which is another great sponsor, and they take care of the meal that day. And you couldn't ask for – it's just amazing country home cooking, just fantastic. And then you're usually pretty tired and smoked after that. And they usually go back to the hotel. They all hang out. We hang out for a little bit and then call the night. And then we wake up first thing in the morning, and whatever they want to do, I leave it up to them. We can go back to the farm. We can go, you know, go to the lake. We can do whatever. The biggest thing is that, you know, it's their weekend.
That sounds so amazing. I can't imagine how much fun these veterans are having at your program. But how many veterans usually participate in a three-day program?
Okay, that's a really good question. So when I first were developing this whole thing and I was putting this together, I have this phrase, quality, not quantity. You know, it's not about how many veterans you pump through your program. It's about the effectiveness of your program and the quality of what you provide. So what we end up doing is there, right now, I don't allow more than 4 new veterans at a time. I want it small, personal. If it gets too big, you have people break off. They can get disconnected or clicks. And then a lot of people don't like a big group. And so what we end up doing is keep it small. If it's more than 4, it's because they're mentors. So we'll have anywhere between 5, 6, maybe 7. But the 5th and 6th, 7th person are mentors. So they've already been there. Which that means they're sponsoring and mentoring the veterans that are coming in, so they're helping them stay at ease. And, you know, and that's as big as it gets. I don't like it any bigger than that. And we've done 1 session a month. We've done 2 sessions a month. So it's getting more and more in demand, so we'll have more 2-session-a-month programs. And that's, you know, that's about what I would want to do. I think if you try to do the number game, I think you lose focus of what you're doing. I think you lose the quality.
Wow. Yes, and would you expand a bit on the mentor program? What are the mentors, the battle buddies, and how do you use them in your program?
When they come back, you got to understand, though, is like even it doesn't matter what you've done, whatever you've done in the service, be it if you're a special forces to basic line or whatever you were doing, getting out of your comfort zone and trying something out of the box and something like this, it's a big leap of faith. And so most of them are excited. And once I talk to them, they're like, hey, I'm game. This is awesome. You know, but it's hard to explain that in words. And we've done a good job with our videos and stuff. But the thing what the mentors do is we vouch for each other. So if I go and I say, listen, I'll go with you. Once they know I'm going with you or that person goes with them, they're in. They're like, okay, I'll do it, you know, and that's the battle buddy. So it's the security of knowing, okay, you have my back, you'll take care of me if, you know, I'm not comfortable with this, but I know you're with me and I'm willing to do it because I trust you. And that's where that mentor comes in. When that mentor comes in and brings that veteran through, it's a really amazing thing to watch them help support. You're taking someone that was uncomfortable with coming, and they come, and then all of a sudden they're part of family, they're happy, they can't wait to come back, or what's the next level, what's the next step? That's the fun thing about this program. The sky's the limit, kind of the way I always look at it. And then they come back. Well, then they come back more energized. They're smiling more. They're confident. They're energetic. There's a mission. There's a direction. There's a directive in what they're doing. Well, they've got that veteran they brought back, that buddy or whoever that person is, and they're helping them out. Well, when you help others, you're helping yourself. I mean, that's been proven for thousands of years. And so when you see that happening and you're having it with a family of people that understand each other, understand the anxieties, the struggle, the anger, the frustration, some of the bad stuff that we had to go through, it all kind of goes away. And you're back in that family, that camaraderie, that support group again, and it's yours. You know, it's not anybody else's, it's yours. And that's what the mentorship is about. is about supporting and taking care of each other and taking care of others. And that's what is so unique with our program.
Wow, Patrick, it really sounds like the mentors play a really big part in your program. Now, what is the follow-up after a veteran completes one of your three-day programs?
Most of the veterans I stay in contact with, and as much as they want to stay in contact with me, I stay, you know, I reach out. I usually, you know, how are you doing? What's going on? We try to stay as much as possible without, you know, feeling you're nagging them, I guess you would say. But most of everyone that comes through, everyone's busy with life and what they do. So sometimes you get sidetracked stuff. So we call and check periodically. We usually do a 6-week follow-up, different deals like that, and kind of see where they're at. A lot of times right after they leave, you know, touch base with them, you know, even weeks afterwards. But most of the time, everyone stays in contact with each other. Sometimes, you know, a couple days go by, sometimes weeks, sometimes months. But then once we have that contact, it's like you never missed a beat. When can I come back? When what's going on? Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, hey, well, then get your butt in gear and let's figure something out and let's find someone. Okay, that sounds great. I want to do that. Okay, great. You know, it's a matter of focus and directive. So it's just staying up on each other and everyone helping each other out. So some of the veterans I've been through have helped stay in contact with other vets. So say, for instance, the region of Texas, you know, one person or a couple of people down there will help stay in contact with those veterans in that region. And that's the idea of the program growing in the future. You know, those veterans, those main, like say a district manager of those areas will help stay in contact with those vets and maybe refer them to other programs, help them stay on track, and then hopefully, like, the goal would be is success in life and moving in the right direction.
Wow. Now, this is it's an amazing program, and you're offering this at no charge to veterans. How can we support War Horses for Veterans?
By reaching out to the networks. Network is everything. And donate. You can donate, and when you donate, it takes approximately $1,500 to send a veteran through a weekend. And if you can get a group of people, you can donate as ever how much you want to donate is fine. Companies, the big thing is let people know how you can give to us. You can give in many ways. You can donate, you can spread the word, provide network opportunities to other veterans. The big thing is let companies know that are government, you know, that are veteran friendly, that do want to help vets. Let us know about them because I want to work with them. You know, I want to build a relationship with them, and I want to find the most direct route possible for those veterans to have and provide, you know, job and careers. I mean, that's a huge deal. And so, and then you can do that by going to our website at warhorsesforveterans.com, and you can go to our Facebook page as well at War Horses for Veterans. But yes, you can donate financially, emotionally, and through the network.
Well, this is awesome. Now, on your website, there's a video kind of explaining about the program too, right?
Yes, there's two videos. And, yeah, you can click on either one. One's more directed towards, like, the donor video. It gives you more of a layout of the, you know, just for that weekend and for the cost of those veterans. And they both explain – both videos explain the program really well. And then the one video is directed towards the vets and towards everyone to kind of explain the in-depth vision of what we're doing and what this whole program is about. And it's a fantastic video. Osborne Barr here in Kansas City did it for us, and they donated their service for it, and they are amazing. They knocked it out of the park, and they actually were in the process of upgrading. We're going to be doing we'll have a new website here soon, possibly in the next couple of weeks. And we're going to be doing a brand new campaign launch. So we want to make sure we get out to as many vets and many families and many businesses and everyone out there so we can continue on and do the job that we're doing and help as many people as possible.
Well, we here at AWN definitely believe in what you're doing and are so grateful that for this program to our vets. Thank you so much for being our guest this evening. And thank you for the wonderful work you do at War Horses for Veterans.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate giving the time to talk about it. It's a blessing.
Well, thank you. And again, the website is warhorsesforveterans.com. And listeners, be sure to join us next week, October 17th, 2016. Our featured guest will be Tara Meyer Robson, who will be sharing about the details about the Flow Method, 40 Days to Total Life Transformation. It's going to be another great show. You definitely don't want to miss it.
In the meantime, join us on ArmyWifeNetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wives Network's core team signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.